Hachette Audio presents The Wrong Side of Goodbye, written by Michael Connelly, read by Titus Welliver. For Vin Scully, with many thanks. They charge from the cover of the elephant grass toward the LZ, five of them swarming the slick on both sides, one among them yelling, "Go, go, go!" as if each man needed to be prodded and reminded that these were the most dangerous seconds of their lives. The rotor wash bent the grass back and blew the marker smoke in all directions. The noise was deafening as the turbine geared up for a heavy liftoff. The door gunners pulled everyone in by their pack straps, and the chopper was quickly in the air again, having alighted no longer than a dragonfly on water. The tree line could be seen through the port side door as the craft rose and started to bank. Then came the muzzle flashes from the banyan trees. Somebody yelled, "Snipers!" as if the door gunner had to be told what he had out there. It was an ambush. Three distinct flashpoints, three snipers. They had waited until the helicopter was up and flying fat, an easy target from 600 feet. The gunner opened up his M60, sending a barrage of fire into the treetops, shredding them with lead. But the sniper rounds kept coming. The slick had no armor plating, a decision made 9,000 miles away to take speed and maneuverability over the burden of weight and protection. One shot hit the turbine cowling, a thock sound reminding one of the